Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Jackie is part Aboriginal. At the age of 31, after 4 years on the Sunshine Coast, Jackie's unit was damaged by fire and she was thrust into homelessness. She had no job and couldn't find any accommodation. She felt totally alone. After reaching out, she was offered crisis accommodation with the Salvos Pindari services. One afternoon, as a resident, she was invited to a special event. She listened to the speeches and met graduates of an innovative new course the crisis service was conducting free of charge, a course in five-star hospitality. She said she thinks maybe God let her become homeless for a reason, because it brought her to this place. Until that point in her life, Jackie had struggled a lot with life. A disadvantaged childhood, her family moving home continually, which affected her education. Her best friend took her own life, which triggered Jackie's ongoing depression. She lacked the confidence to hold down a full-time job. In fact, most of her life, her confidence was really low. In many situations, she was too embarrassed to even talk to people or have eye contact with them. As a resident of Pindari, Jackie worked with the team there to find stable accommodation. She began her Certificate 3 training and volunteered regularly in the Pindari kitchen. Her confidence began to blossom. Her skills grew to the point that she was offered a full-time job in the Pindari kitchen, which feeds the 100 residents. Jackie said God put her somewhere so special. She feels like she's changed into a new person by just being loved and accepted for who she is. It's helped her so much, and now she wants to give back and care for other people. Jackie told War Cry magazine, "I've always had dreams and a passion to cook and also to travel and see the world. And now for the first time in my life, I actually believe that I will be able to achieve those dreams." By the way, out of the first 10 crisis accommodation residents to do the Hospitality 3 course, 8 graduated and 5 got a job immediately. One now works in a famous Sydney restaurant. As we hear Jackie's story of the fire, her massive struggle with confidence, homelessness and no job, and yet her strong belief in God, some people might say, well, where is God in all this? There is no God, or he doesn't care. Is it actually possible that in his infinite wisdom and power, God allowed these things to happen and used them to turn her life around and give her a new confidence and a full life? In the Bible, in Romans 3, it says, "All things work together for good to those who love the Lord." I'm Aaron Wright.